Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Is your time, and we want you to go get your blessing. I am Madeline Bass, and I am the host of Empowering Your Minds. I am also the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us today, and we're super excited to be here. Hope everyone had a fabulous old weekend, and I hope that everything was well with you. Those of you who know us at all, I want to do a prayer request for our pastor. He lost his sister on Saturday, and she lost her battle to sclerosis. But we know that she is with the Lord, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And I know a lot of times people who lost a loved one, they don't want to hear that, but they just, because they're hurting, and that's okay. But we still want to ask other saints, we want to lift one another up for strength and encouragement to continue the fight. Because we are still here. We are here to still make a difference. And that's why here at Empowering Minds, we're going to talk a little bit today about from paper to life. We want you to put those thoughts, those dreams, those visions to work. Well, we have been talking since the first of the year about putting our visions and plans to action, to move, to drive, to stay in the driver's seat, to be encouraged, to press through hard times, even in now when you lose a loved one or even if you get sick yourself. The recovery time is still a challenge for a lot of people simply because they don't have a plan in place, or they lose sight of their vision, or they lose sight of the things that are a purpose or plan for them, their passion, their drive. It just sometimes it just goes away because their why may have very well been the person that they lost, or their why may very well been themselves. And say, for instance, myself, I could have gotten frustrated when I couldn't walk anymore or talk anymore. I could have lost my drive or passion for life because I couldn't do those things anymore. How am I going to grow? You know, what am I going to do? You know, but God has a plan for everything or every reason that comes across in your life. So whenever he gives you an idea or if he gives you a vision, you wake up from a dream and you can remember, write it down. You know, especially if you know it's from God, I do believe he'll be able to allow you to recall it. Even if you're daydreaming, you're watching a movie, listening to a song, and all of a sudden this flood of information just comes through, grab your piece of paper or your tablets, your phone, get your little note makers, Evernote, whatever you have on your devices, and start putting that to paper. Stay focused on what it is that you are supposed to do. So in order for us to do that, we're going to have that paper, and now we're going to bring it to life with action. We're going to do what we need to do. So, of course, we have the questions that we've been asking for the month of April. And those of you who are just listening in, it's your first time, I'm going to go through those questions. There's six that I want you to ask yourself. Well, really five, and one's a statement. So the first question is, what do you plan to do with the rest of your life? What do you plan to do with the rest of your life? Do you know what that next move is and how you're going to accomplish that dream? Do you know what that next move is and how you're going to accomplish that dream? Number three, have you written down the vision? Have you written down the vision? Number four, what actions have you taken to follow through? We're going to talk about those in just a moment. Some of you are probably saying, didn't you just ask that question? No, it's actually a different from putting something to action. When you follow through, okay? Then the last thing is, what are you waiting on? If you haven't done any of those that are above, what are you waiting on? What are your excuses, or basically what we're asking ourselves? What's my excuse? What about what is it that's stopping me from doing anything? Now, with all of that, remember, this is your vision. So don't expect others to build it or to see it. So if you're moving forward and people are calling you crazy, it's like Noah. They were thinking Noah was, you know, he was a drunkard. I mean, crazy, building a boat. What's rain? So we really need to stay focused on the things that we know God has given us to do. So I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you were willing to join the journey. And we're going to talk about growing our businesses. So the idea, the plan, or the vision is the beginning of the process. Okay? So that, what do you plan to do with your life? That's your idea. That's something that you see. And the plan is, once you begin to know what avenue you want to take, and you start thinking about it. Okay? So the idea, and then you're thinking. That's the process of step one. And you just start to put it to action with your plan. And that's putting a plan with it in your mind. It's all in your head right now. Okay? So then you want to ask yourself, you know, the vision. And so what's your next move? That's your vision. How am I going to bring this thing to be? How am I going to accomplish the dreams that I see, the ideas that I have? You know, what are the things that you've been thinking about? How are you going to bring it to life? The vision. Okay? And we want to be able to do that. That's the very beginning. And so you have to decide by writing down a business plan, first of all, and that's your finances. You know, how are you going to fund this? You know, I don't care what it is. It may be a nonprofit, but it takes money to operate even a nonprofit. And that's why they're all out asking for donations. Girl Scouts selling cookies, you know, Boy Scouts, I don't know what they do. But, you know, these kids get about, they got these fundraisers. But it's raising funds because it still needs income to generate and to operate in order for them to be able to help people. So write down your business plan. That's part of the idea and the plan. How are you going to fund it? Okay? So you want to make sure that your finances are in place. Then you want to make sure that you put a draft of even the individuals that you want to work with you, even if it's yourself. Write you at the top, you CEO. You're the owner, you're the founder, co-founder, whatever you want to put. That's your title. You're the one that's putting this thing together, but you're going to need some individuals that can help you along the way. If you don't know how to build a website, you don't know how to really follow through with bookkeeping. You know finances, you know about money, but do you really know the bookkeeping side of it? When it comes to taxes, those things are important. And so we're taking that purpose, that vision that we have, that's on paper, and these are ways to bring it to life, because these are things and steps that you need to take before you move forward. Okay? Think about the situations or circumstances, things that are going to occur while you're growing your business. You know, things that can happen. You never know. Like we said, we talked about being sick. We talked about even loved ones, losing loved ones. We talked about getting sidetracked. You know, things can happen, funding people who you had that normally were funding you. Maybe they ran across some hard times and can't process that sponsorship anymore. Things happen. You want to make sure that you're bringing it to life, but you're not solely depending on one revenue. We talked about four streams last week, how even in the garden, there were four streams that came in and watered the Garden of Eden. So we need to look at that as the same with us, with God giving us four streams of income, because something can always stop. Husbands and wives, you know, y'all working two jobs a piece, that's four streams of income, okay? That's one way to look at it. Each one of you are working some type of something. You may have a full-time and then you have a part-time. It's still four streams. Then, of course, in the single mamas, you know, we have two jobs coming in, but some of you may have some type of funding with the government, and then you may have child support from your ex-husband. Four streams of income. These are ways that people are really not looking at it, but there are always multiple streams that are flowing into your household, and what you do with that income is where the difference is made. So we need to keep our minds focused on what it is we want to do. So anything that you have, a vision or dream of something, it's on paper, but now we're trying to bring that thing to life, and income is crucial. It's critical, whether you have sponsorship, whether you're funding it yourself, it doesn't matter. It still needs finances. So that side of it is done. We're going to have a business plan, okay? Second, you're going to see what you can learn about your documentation. So EIN number, which is your employee identification number. These are some things that will be in place for you. Even if you want to move forward in being nonprofit, you still need an EIN number, which says that you are a business or an organization. You're going to have a board, president, vice president, things like that, secretary. You need individual's financial department, someone who does your committee, who does your funding for you, that goes out, and the officer who seeks out grants and things like that. So you have individuals that are going to be working with you with this business, because you don't want to look at it just being one itty-bitty something. What you need to vision is the greatness that God has. We can't hold what God has for us in our brain. We can't hold it, okay? So that vision is written down. So these are some of the steps. Financially, this is what we're focusing on today, bringing it to life. And the way to bring anything to life, you've got to have that income generated. And these are things that people just don't know. The next action is, you know, the follow-through. Have you taken those steps? The follow-through is kind of like follow-up from number two, is do you know what's your next move? I mean, how are you going to accomplish it? The follow-up is when you've gone and you've done your business plan, and then you've made the connections for individuals who are going to fund it, follow up with them to make sure that that's still going to happen, and give yourself that a lot of time in between, okay? So you want to make sure you give them enough time to say, okay, it's about 2 months before we're getting ready to open up our doors, we're having the grand opening, or whatever it is that you're doing for your organization, we're having an event to announce our business, our organization, and I wanted to make sure that the funding was still available with you, because we're doing, maybe you did a souvenir book or any type of something, so you can let them know, we're putting it on paper now, are you in? That's the follow-through. You got to make sure you make those connections with the advertisements, the building, you know, whatever it is that you need to do, your products, whatever it is you need, you got to follow up and make sure all that stuff is done. Don't just rely on other people. Give them the assignments, but follow up with those individuals that you place those assignments with periodically so that you don't get hell holding the bag on everything, okay? And if you haven't done those things, all that I just listed above, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? That some of the number three is to make sure that you have control and are holding people accountable, including yourself. That stop wasting time, you know, not making decisions, procrastination. That's the number three. The objective to this business and all of these three steps is for you to move forward, to bring your vision and your purpose from paper to life. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting things off. The plan that you have, the business plan, follow through, so that you can bring whatever it is God has for you to life. Get a draft plan, get a strategy, you know, time span of how long you think it'll take you in each project, how long you think it'll be, you know, what type of income for each job or each responsibility that you've placed on an individual so they don't keep coming out of their pocket. So if all of that makes sense to you, then you are ready for your business, your organization to come to life, because now you have the funding. Okay, so we've talked about prep, and we've talked about the business side of it and making sure you get your training, you get your product, all that's done. So now the thing is the funding, because that's what's going to keep it alive, okay? The money is what keeps it alive. So I'm Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind, and I just want you to stay focused. Get that business plan, which is your idea, put it on paper, start thinking about it, then you get your plan in place. The vision starts to come to life through your business plan, getting your funding in place, and stop procrastinating. Do those follow-ups. Set those goals and get it done. So I'm Madeline Bass, and I'll talk to you, Wendy, on So Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. And I'm telling you, go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.